As we stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, I want to remind everybody, obviously, it's a three-day Memorial Day weekend, so maybe while we're saying the pledge, keep in mind our men and women in uniform, as well as our public safety officials, as well as their families. And if school member Board Good would conduct the pledge, I'd appreciate it.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, ma'am. Mr. Tim Bascom?
Here.
Vice Mayor Richard Blattner?
Here.
Mayor Vincent Pocard?
Here.
Ms. Sarah Case?
Here.
Mr. Neil DeJesus?
Here.
Commissioner Bobby DeBose? Mayor Lamar Fisher?
Here.
School Board Member Patricia Good?
Here.
Ms. Mary Graham?
Here.
Mr. Dan Hopp?
Here.
Commissioner Martin Kerr?
Here.
Commissioner Michelle Lazaro?
Here.
Commissioner Michael Long?
Here.
Commissioner Rita Mack? Mayor Michael Ryan?
Present.
Mr. Nicholas Steffens?
Here.
Mayor Daniel Sturmer?
Here.
Ancaster Chair?
Here. Just from staff, do we have any last minute, why we're not going to be here, type emails or calls or communicates?
Yes, we booked up from Commissioner Mack this morning, and she has a work issue.
Do you want to excuse Commissioner Mack, please?
So moved.
Thank you.
Set.
Thank you. Now we have the election of an officer. As many of you probably got the email, Louis Reinstein has chosen to resign for very valid and justified reasons, and I know I'm going to miss him. I'm sure all of you are going to miss him. We're hoping to invite him back in the near future to tell him how much we appreciate his service. But in the meantime, we have to fill the position, and I believe the staff's going to explain to us what the progression is, and we'll have an election for a secretary.
Sure, the rules of procedure state that the secretary will move up to the vice chair, so you would be filling the secretary position today.
So Bobby DeBose is now the vice chair, so now we're opening it up for the secretary position.
Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to nominate Commissioner Mark Long.
Got a second?
Second.
Any other nominations? Motion to close the nominations?
Motion to close.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
We have one nomination. All those in favor of Commissioner Long being our new secretary, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, unanimous. Congratulations and thank you very much. Notice I didn't ask for who's accepting it. We're just doing it. Sorry about that. Just for the nature. You had a chance to speak up all about 10 seconds and you lost it, so we move on. Okay, we're moving on to consent agenda. Any items you consent to be pulled? Can I have a motion to, I'm sorry?
I would just note that item C2, the traffic.
There is a modification.
There's a modification that was emailed to everyone yesterday.
Okay, any questions, polls, concerns? Do I have a motion to approve the consent agenda? Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, can it carry unanimously? Regular agenda, the first two items, and we can take them one at a time, obviously, is the annual reviews for the attorney and for the executive director. I do want to tell you that the executive committee approved these items unanimously. With that, I know staff has any other report before we open up for discussion. I have a motion on R1, please. I have a motion from Mr. Howard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Long or Mr. Bascom. Any comments? This is where you get to tell them how wonderful they are.
I think Andy does a great job.
Thank you.
Incredible.
Mr. Long.
I say, obviously, the legal recommendation and thoughts. Just surprised that we weren't pursuing this against the attorney, but our director as well, and all of those things have been done.
Thank you. On R1, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Passed unanimously. R2, executive director review. Any review? They have a motion.
Second.
Any discussion?
Madam Chair, I just wanted to state that his boy is just obviously, as a past chair, is just absolutely incredible what she does, what she's able to accomplish with her staff, and job very well.
Thank you. Commissioner Lazaro?
Thank you. As a newly elected member of this council and a newly elected official of Houndsville Beach, I would like to say thank you. You did a phenomenal job making me feel welcome from the minute you called me the first time when I was in Las Vegas on vacation and said, whenever you come back, and I did, and we met, and I don't think I would have been able to be as comfortable making this move if it had not been for you. So thank you.
Commissioner Peer, Mr. Stephens.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Actually, I wanted to talk about quickly both Mr. Mervis and also Ms. Boyd. I think they are both excellent, excellent public servants. I, of course, have known Mr. Mervis for a very long time, and I believe he's one of the best land use attorneys around. I think we're very blessed to have him, so I'm very glad we approved. And also, I wanted to thank Ms. Boyd very much for being so open, for always taking my phone calls, and for working so hard for the people of Broward County. I think you do an excellent job, and so my only review of yourself is just to thank you for the work that you do, and I'm very excited that you're going to continue to work very hard for the people.
And briefly, Commissioner, since you're the commission representative for the county, has tremendous staff all over the place, and I've interacted with many different groups. But in my experience as an elected official and as a citizen, by far, this is probably one of the best staffs I've ever seen in action in any government, and even compares to private sector, exceeds private sector. And whether it's before or now, when seems transition, they're phenomenal. So I just want that on the record. Mr. Stephens.
Yeah, I just wanted to say it's probably the newest person at all of these things. Ms. Boyd made me feel very comfortable when we met initially, explaining things, what a flex unit is, what a reserve unit is, and even though I may not fully understand all those things, 100% that's more on my end than on her end. And the same thing with Ms. Marotta. So I think a job well done, and I look forward to this passing.
Thank you. Any other comments? Go ahead, please.
And also, I just wanted to thank the folks up here for continuing to like Ms. Boyd, even though I know that you're working on taking away, aren't you trying to take away the land use decisions for the cities and giving it all the county? I'm just kidding. I'm joking. Just kidding. It was a joke. She is not doing that. I wouldn't support that either.
Yeah, wait till you go out there.
I don't want to say that for a while.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. So then, Commissioner Carr, on behalf of the Planning Council, we'd ask that you look favorably upon any increase in budget line of Ms. Boyd because of the great work that this council does for the entire county.
Thumbs up from the staff on that one. Thank you. Any other comments? We have a motion. We have a second. Sorry.
I also have to say, I've been new to this committee as well, and I also have to say, everything I've asked for, you've kept me informed, you've been in touch with my staff. And really look forward to continue working with both of you. So thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Great. We have a motion. We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Carried unanimously. Congratulations. Thank you. Well done. Move to R3, proposed year 2014 meeting schedule.
It is just the proposed meeting schedule for next year, as well as application deadlines. Once you approve it, we've looked at making a public record report. People will be able to set their schedules also.
Any comments? Any concerns?
I just wanted to know where exactly the September meeting, what would, so that's going to be treated the same as the November and December meetings. We'll look at that as it gets closer.
Right. We'll pull the members in August most likely, and if there's a conflict and we can't get a forum for the September meeting, and we talk about moving the meeting, seeing what's on the agenda. If we have a September meeting, we're going to handle the business in October, so we'll make that decision in August next year.
Perfect.
Okay. And a motion to adopt this. Is that what you require?
Second.
We have a motion from Mr. Baskin, thank you. Second, Mr. Stephens. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, carries unanimously. Council report?
I know this is the day of command here, but thank you, Congress.
Thank you, sir. R5, Executive Director report?
I'd like to congratulate our new Secretary, Commissioner Long.
Thank you. They just played the job to him first.
I'm a long and short man.
I know he's going to be looking in the newspaper for his name on the public hearing advertisement. And I'd like to thank the council for all your kind words about my evaluation. It's been a really exciting year when we made the transition last year, and I appreciate everyone's patience and tolerance and working through the year with me also. So thank you. Just a few words to mention, the June meeting agenda is going to be a little bit heavier than this month's agenda. We're anticipating 6 map amendments. And a text amendment that will be moving forward just with the Land Traffic Police Committee. So it will probably be a little bit more lengthy than the last couple of months. And then next month, we will also be able to discuss whether we can cancel the July meeting. And that will really, what will really determine that is that we think it's able to the June meeting. Right now, we have no items on the agenda for for July. Everything is June or August, the way that application has come in. So the determination will be up to the council, and we'll yield to the vote next month.
Okay, did you want to discuss that, or we just discussed the land use and traffic planning committee at this point, or are you waiting for that?
I would just say that that item is going to come forward with the land use traffic committee's recommendation on the text amendment, and it'll be up for full discussion at the public hearing next month.
Just so everybody has, this is the affordable housing policy change. And basically, matter of fact, Mayor Ryan, why don't you summarize your motion that we voted the end of the year?
Madam Chair, I would defer to the secretary, as I'm sure he will be taking notes. No, essentially, after the discussion...
And by you being secretary, you mean Commissioner Long?
Correct. That, based upon the lack of enthusiasm and outright opposition of some of the cities, and the lack of detail as to the impact both financially and procedurally, the lack of information on the procedural process, the change in the Broward Board of County Commissioners membership, there was a recommendation of the subcommittee that we do not recommend the adoption of the county commission's proposal, and instead recommend that the county commission not adopt that proposal until such time as they conduct a workshop, which should include all of the stakeholders, so that their voices can be heard. I would note that there was strong support for the concept of affordable housing and the need to continue to look at this, and so it was not opposition to the goals that were being put forward by Commissioner Dunnberger, but rather a reflection of our lack of understanding of the true impact of the proposal. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, that will be coming up before the full council, I guess, at the next meeting. It'll be an item. So when you get the backup, you may want to take a closer look. There are also some details that were enunciated that we want to include of things that they haven't provided enough information on that has people hesitating. So you may want to add to that, or so make sure you take a good look at it. Okay, we're moving on to quasi judicial hearings. We have PH1 and PH2.
The quasi judicial proceedings are waived.
Everything is waived.
Then you have DR, and if you're going to oppose it, you can file one motion.
You don't have any comment for our correct?
Only if questions.
Okay.
Necessary.
From staff, from the items, the applicants. That's fine. So we can actually move PH1 through PH5 unless there's any polls. So are there any polls? We have a motion to move PH1 to PH5. Any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.